This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? The sun is shining. It is a new day. There is another day. And I have to keep telling myself that over and over again after yesterday. But hey, your Texans won. Deshaun Watson again looked pretty damn good. And they seem to be putting it together. At least you know there's hope for the future as we continue to roll on. And by the way, game three tonight, in which the Astros take on the Yankees in the Big Apple, and everybody already basically handing this one to the Yankees from the national media side, they're clueless. But the good news is the three of us are back to entertain you from now until 4 o'clock, as we do Monday through Friday. It's Barry, it's Nick, and yours truly, Joel, as we continue to roll on with another week of The Usual Suspects. Boys, how are we doing? What's up?
How are you doing?
You know, I'm okay. Yesterday, no.
That's the question.
Today, better. But still, yeah.
Did you drink it off? Did you just get drunk? Did you just like, I hate the world?
I introduced my daughter to ice cream last night.
Oh,
I
yeah?
I figured I was not going to drown my sorrows alone.
How many dogs got beat in the Blank household because
there's
of Aaron
Rodgers?
There's no
dog beating because then...
No?
No.
Not even one little kick when Lisa wasn't looking?
No, I just told my wife, you may have me for Sundays the rest of the season. Because
yeah?
if the Todd Hundley experiment looks anything like it did yesterday, oh boy.
It was ugly.
Oof.
Well, I mean, you know, I rest in peace to Aaron Rodgers' collarbone.
Yeah, I saw the Jordan meme.
I didn't do it, but it was beautiful. Somebody sent me a crying Jordan.
Was it Nestor? That said, the
it?
Crying Jordan of the x-ray of the collarbone with the
was that
Jordan
his actual x-ray?
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I don't think that was his actual x-ray. But yeah, somebody just sent me a broken collarbone x-ray and it had Jordan's eyes in there somewhere. It was pretty damn funny. Yeah, man, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll get to it at some point. But, you know, it's just interesting to me that a team that was predicted by most to at least get to the NFC Championship game. Now everybody's thinking is just done, and the organization is sticking with an unproven, I guess you could say he's not a rookie. I mean, he's been in the league 3 or 4 years, but yesterday was his first time on the field really at any time for the Packers in Todd Hundley, and then they signed from their practice squad another guy that's never had any NFL game experience in Joe Callahan. It's kind of ridiculous that they aren't looking outward, but we'll see what they do.
Somebody asked right away, what do they do? And I mean, if the rumors are true that Romo wants to come back, I think you certainly look in that direction. If you feel like you have a legitimate shot at the Super
exactly.
Bowl with this team, if you don't, then yeah, just kick back and get a high draft choice. I mean, honestly, there could be worse things than getting a high draft choice to come in and compliment Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, you guys could use some help on that offensive line and a running back would be nice.
Yeah, they definitely have to solve the line regardless. You know, the division, as much as everybody thinks it's, you know, it's not that good, but Detroit and Minnesota have capitalized on draft picks to get better. I said right away Tony Romo was the guy. He hinted the week before on air that he hadn't thrown his last pass. And the funny thing to me is everybody basically on Twitter was saying, you know, Tony Romo give up a 20-year broadcast career to play in the NFL for one more until Rodgers comes back. How stupid is that? Guess what? The career in broadcasting ain't going anywhere, and he's proven he can do it. So if he takes a hiatus, i.e. Jay Cutler, who never proved he could do it, signed to do broadcasting and then got out in time to play, this is his home state team with a chance to win now,
with receivers he's salivating about, and he's proven he knows the offense.
Was it you that mentioned he had said something during a broadcast, or maybe I read it, but he said something to the effect of, I haven't thrown my last pass.
That's what I just said. Yeah, last week, yeah. He made reference to the fact, and in almost a half-kidding fashion, was like, I haven't thrown my last pass yet. This would be the ideal situation for him.
I'm with you. I agree.
Now, Kaepernick's from Milwaukee, so it's inevitably going to come up that way, too. I would have definitely kicked the tires on him, but again, as I've always said with you, bottom line is we've never heard him say he wants to play. We never heard him say he'd be okay being the number two, at least until he learned the system and did the things he needs to do. And now, with this suit that he's trying to file against the NFL, that could just mucky up the waters even more.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think you need him to say he wants to play if he's filing a grievance under the collective bargaining agreement that there's collusion going on. That means he wants to play. That means he wants a shot, but he's not getting it, and he doesn't feel like it's fair because the owners are colluding. But if you're filing a lawsuit about, you know, then you obviously want to play. So I don't think he needs to come out and say, and he may have, didn't see it.
I think he's filing
that. You don't see every press conference or every interview he does. He may have come out and already said he does, but I don't think you do all that. If you don't want to play, that's the whole point. Like, if you don't want to play anymore, then this would all be a moot point. Like, it wouldn't matter.
Well, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people in the national media that said the same thing. They've never heard him come out and just say it. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think the lawsuit in part is he's going to get paid. I mean, if he can prove it, he can get some financial gain out of the deal, regardless of whether he's saying he wants to play again or not. But, again, he grew up in Wisconsin. He grew up, they have pictures of him as a kid going to Packer games. So there's two guys with Wisconsin ties that may want to play again, and if they do, I think it behooves the Packers to at least kick the tires on them and see what's going on, but we'll see. I mean, as of yesterday, the most predictable and annoying press conference in the world, Mike McCarthy, after the game, said, we got to go football team. Brett Hundley's the quarterback of
our
football
quarterback
team. Going forward, Brett Hundley will be the quarterback of our football team. It's the NFL. Injuries happen. Aaron Rodgers is a great player. We're going to move on with our football team.
Speaking of quarterbacks and Kaepernick and options, man, how bad are the Browns? I tweeted it out, and it was half joking but half serious. How bad is Brock Osweiler that he can't make the Browns, because they've got two bad quarterbacks in Kaiser and Hogan? But you can't even make that squad? And why do the Browns feel like that somebody like a Kaepernick wouldn't be a better option than either one of those guys?
It's baffling to me. I think DeShone Kizer will eventually get there. He's shown signs that, you know, again, he's a rookie and he's going to make mistakes.
Three touchdowns, 9 interceptions?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But, I mean, look, for this year, for sure, and you got to believe.
That's got Ryan Leaf written all over it.
Maybe, you know what? This is like this has Sam Hinkie written all over it. This is kind of like the process, you know, with the Sixers in basketball.
No, don't
just
do
like
that.
Continue to get the highest draft picks you can. You got the Texans first and second. You got your own, and continue to try and pile them up. But when the opportunity presents itself to take a guy that might help you, i.e. DeShone Watson, you may want to take him next time. Just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Well, they had Brock. They didn't need to go get another guy, did they? They had a plethora of quarterbacks in camp, and then they settled on these two.
Barry,
schmucks.
Every zoo has a giraffe, but they need more than one.
I guess.
You know?
But, man, I'm watching that game just going, really? Brock couldn't make this team? Which then starts to infuriate me, because I'm like, what did the Texans see in Brock if he can't even make the Browns? What, I mean, I know what they saw because of what he did in Denver. It's just like, geez, man, what a mess. But that's all water under the bridge, because you've got, you know, the savior, DeShone Watson, in there, who had another good game.
Well, and you think certain people in the media just got all giddy when he showed up and did the press conference after the game in a Warren Moon jersey?
Hey, man, you gotta salute old John McClain over there. He's the one that called it, right?
Yeah.
He said first pass in camp.
Guys,
he looks like Warren Moon.
Guys, DeShone Watson's out here throwing passes like Warren Moon.
And then he shows up in a Moon jersey, and the entire city loses its mind in a good way. I mean, that's a cool nod to the past in this city. And somebody said at best, this kid's doing all the right things.
He is
saying all the right things, doing all the right things. It's great.
He has taken the J.J. Watt manual on how to win over the city of Houston. And he's following it to a T.
Yeah. You think O'Brien's coaching him up more, or do you think it's Watt or a good combination of both?
I think he's got probably good people in his corner from his agent side of things, too. But I think that they've learned from what Watt has done, I don't think O'Brien's getting too much involved in it because, I mean, he's the whisperer. He's got to keep things under the table. But I think overall he gets it, and obviously the main thing is he gets it on the field, which is important. And the Texans got another win, so that's huge. We've got plenty for you to talk to us about today, and we want to see what's on your mind. We have lines open right now on the HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call or text that number, and it can get through to us. Or you can reach us on Twitter. It's at the producer Nick, who is live and accounted for, I promise. Barry is at Barry is funny, and of course, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Breaking news, Kevin McHale will join us at 1:30 for at least one segment, and we will get down to the clown, so to speak, in the room as we talk to him about the James Harden comments he made. We'll have those comments for you again to refresh your memory, but that should be good stuff as he's agreed to talk to us on that and a whole lot more. And we'll go till 4. So we've got a good show today, and it should be full of you guys' participation. So if you want to, come on aboard as we're just getting started. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
We are back on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, Barry, Joel, as we continue to roll on. And as always, we are the gift that keeps on giving. Isn't that right, Barry?
It is correct, sir. Let's give away two tickets to Vampires and Vixens, presented by Leather and Lace. Now is your chance.
Ooh.
To win two tickets to this year's hottest Halloween party, Vampires and Vixens Ball, presented by Leather and Lace, hosted by supermodel Charlotte McKinney.
Don't know her, but more power to her.
Yeah, experience an award-winning haunted house with the coolest scare technology, specialty performers, and the creepiest clowns you've ever seen. All happening Saturday, October 28th at Silver Street Studios. Tickets available at leatherandlaces.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit disaster relief efforts from Harvey for Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Leather and Lace, Vampires and Vixens Ball is sponsored by Twin Peaks, Bacardi, Grey Goose, Patron, Top Dog, Halloween, and Common Bond Bakery. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Get your two tickets to Vampires and Vixens presented by Leather and Lace. Good luck.
You hoping she wears the leather or the lace?
Lace.
Okay.
I don't like all that. I don't want to have to give safe words out.
Yeah, you don't have to get your ass whooped.
I don't like that. Know. No, I don't need to be catching an ass whooping.
Okay.
That's no fun. Not during sex or after or anytime. But ass whoopings are never fun.
Well, what if
if you're into that,
what if
that's
she traces
fine.
The outline of your lips with her pointer finger?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
I had a show this weekend.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a burlesque show?
No.
Nick?
Negative.
You've never been to a burlesque
never,
show?
No.
I feel like that would be right up your alley. Like, you got just enough freak in you. Or you would want to go to a burlesque show.
I mean, I don't mind checking it out.
Yeah, burlesque shows aren't participatory. They're just...
No, but, I mean, you know, still go and you see some, you know, naked, half-naked women. They don't get fully naked.
Right.
It's not like a... But it's a... But yeah, I Kiki Maroon, the stripping clown,
wow.
Invited me to do her show. It was a lot of fun. I had never done... Like, I've been friends with Kiki for a while. She's also a stand-up comedian. As well as doing her burlesque shows.
She hot?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, she's a stripping clown, I gotta ask.
Yeah. I mean, she ain't ugly.
Okay.
But she invited me to finally do her show after all these many months. And I had an absolute blast. I ended up meeting some people backstage, and I'm not gonna name names, Joel, so don't press me.
Wait,
don't,
who?
Don't push me.
Wait, come on. Did you drop something? Not yet, but you could. It's right on the edge of the table. Go ahead.
But they were really weird, these people that I met backstage. So I'm sitting there talking.
So they were celebrities?
No. I mean.
Local celebrities?
Maybe.
Known people?
In certain circles, they might
drop
be
them.
Known.
Let's go.
So I'm sitting there, and this dude comes up. He goes, hey, man. And he's got this piece of wood in his hand, and it's burning. Like a almost like a cigarette. It's just this, it's got, you know, it's just a piece of, it's a chunk of wood, and the end of it is burnt, and there's some smoke coming off of it. And he walks in and he's sniffing it. And he goes, hey, man, you want to sniff? And I was like, no, I'm good. I don't know what the hell. Why would I want to sniff that? He goes, oh, man, it makes you feel good. I was like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't need to. I don't know why that doesn't make any sense to me. He's like, no, man, it's not like a drug, man. And I was like, well, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, you say man too much for it not to be a drug. I really feel like that's exactly what it is. But he was like, yeah, man, like it just makes you feel like good and stuff, man. Like you'll really like it. I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'll just get me some whiskey before I go on stage.
Wait, burning wood?
Yeah, that's how I get down is just whiskey. I mean, I'll get me a whiskey and Coke and take it on stage with me. I don't need to sniff your wood. And he's like, but no, like, it's really not a drug, man. Like, you can get these on Amazon. Like Peruvian shaman use them. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it just makes you feel like gets rid of all your negative energy. I was like, all right, listen, hippie. I don't know who you are or what. But he was very nice. But then, like, this chick that he's with, she starts talking. And she was really nice, too. They were both really, really pleasant people. But they were just, you know what I mean, like, a little weird. We're talking, and she goes, yeah, I forget what she said exactly. She's like, yeah, it's just my feet hurt. I have really small feet. And then she just takes her shoes off and starts showing me her feet for no reason.
She touch you with them?
Nope. No, we would have had to fight. But I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, you love, wow, yeah, you have feet. Yeah, okay. And she's like, yeah. And then she puts them up, and he's like, are you? And then she goes, are you sure you don't want to sniff some of the wood? It's called Palo Santo. Or Palo Santos or something like that.
So it's not just firewood. It's a specialty piece of
wood. No, it's a special tree from, I don't know, like, I don't know, Peru? I have, because like he said Peruvian shaman use it to make their like patients, like it has all these medicinal purposes, right? And he goes, yeah, you can get it on Amazon. It's like $6. I was like, really? So I start looking it up, and he's, you know, and he's right. It is some sort of weird ritual thing, and he's like, yeah, it's good for asthma. And I was like, oh, I need to get Nora some of that. She's got a little asthma. Maybe she needs to sniff some wood. And so.
Just sounds weird.
So, but then he's like, they keep trying to get me to sniff this stuff. And I'm like, bro, no, look, I'll get me a drink if I need to calm down and I'm good. I'm okay. And then, so we're sitting there and I'm like, just going over my set list and they're being quiet. And then out of nowhere, he pulls this bottle out of his jacket and goes, hey, man, you want some sake? I was like, bro, what? Like, why are you, what are you, where? You've got burning wood and sake. Who carries around a bottle of sake in their jacket? Sake? I get it if you have like a flask of whiskey or, you know, maybe some other, but sake? It was just weird. I was like, no, bro, I'm good. I don't need any sake. I don't need any wood. I just, no, I just need like some silence just to focus on my set list. But again, really weird folks, but super nice. Like could not be nicer, just kind of strange. But the show was kick ass. If you've never been to a burlesque show, if you've never been to one of Kiki's shows,
yeah,
you should definitely try to get out there. It's a lot of fun, man. The crowd, I had stopped and I parked my car at the Secret Group because it's a short walk to Warehouse Live. They let me park down there. And, you know, I didn't know how parking was going to be with the game going on. And it just let out. And there's a festival going on at BBVA. And so they let me park down there. And I went in to say hi and thanks to some of the guys inside of the Secret Group. And one of them is a comic that had done the show before. He goes, dude, you need to record your set, are you? I was like, no, I don't plan on it. He goes, man, you're going to have one of the best sets of your life. I was like, nah, I don't mean, it's probably not possible. It's just a burlesque show. Man, he wasn't lying. That crowd was so good. They're so into it.
Really?
And they're so supportive because, I mean, if I'm being honest, like burlesque chicks aren't the most in shape. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. They're
loosey
natural.
Goosey.
They're yeah. just natural. Mm-hmm. And so there's no body shaming. There's no hate. It's just full on acceptance in the room. And they're, I mean, don't get me wrong. Some of them are hot. You know what I mean? Some of them are real hot. Some of them aren't, but they're doing their thing. And when I came out, I was kind of I didn't know what to expect. Maybe it'd be too wild, but dude, it was just all around an absolute great time.
Good.
Yeah, man. So like, go do it if you can do it. And
did you wear lingerie?
No, I did it in regular clothes. I did it in just normal, everyday clothes. Now, I did have a bra on underneath, but that's just because, okay, you know, I need to get back on the diet. Yeah. But, yeah, so then I looked up that wood, that Palo Santo wood. They have oils and stuff, too. But I think I'm going to buy some. I think because he said you get like this euphoric feeling. And I was like, so is it like getting high? He was like, it's not necessarily like getting high, but you feel really, it just gets, you don't feel any negative vibes or energy. You just, you feel good. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this.
It's kind of like a punk.
It is kind of like an incense.
Right.
He said it's basically an incense, but like, look, like that's what it looks like. You can buy just, it's just a block of like wood, just little
like
wood, and you burn them.
We call them punks, but you use them,
yeah,
they
for
smell good, and then you use
yeah.
them for fireworks, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm going to try it. I was like, okay. It's like I can get some on Amazon for $9.95.
Nick,
I'm going to order it.
You're the resident show expert at being able to get some of this stuff and either expensing it or free. Can you get Barry some wood?
He's not going to let that go.
No.
I'm just asking you a question.
I mean, I knew what I was getting into.
You got him.
I kind of knew.
You got him the chocolate snort.
I'm getting like direct messages from Dr. Dre on 290. Hockey.
Oh, yeah. I knew exactly what I was getting into, by the way. I love that people think I'm that stupid that I wouldn't know. I knew, I knew what I said, and two, I knew where Joel was going to go with this, but I can't not make the story happen. You know what I mean? Like, it happened. And as it's happening, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to tell this story on Monday, and Joel's never going to let it down
Nick
that this guy asked me to sniff his wood.
I thought he could get
I'll get
some
smelly
wood.
And expense it. Don't worry.
This guy is never, I was thinking, Joel's never going to let it go that this guy asked me to smell his wood. That's never going to happen.
Okay. Well, you actually positioned it that way, not me. But I'm just saying, if you can get chocolate snorts from Nick, you can get smelly
yeah.
wood.
No, I'll buy it. It's only $10.
Oh,
it's
come
easy.
On. Just tag him on Twitter. It'll be here in a day or two. All right, Kevin McHale's next. If we need a little refresher, we'll give you a little refresher audio if we have to on the back and forth between him and James Harden. But he's going to talk about it next right here on the show, so don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
The station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident,
not once,
and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Got it in my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.
Talk about vision. James can see all the passes, do everything. But James is not a leader. He tried being a leader last year, tried doing that stuff. I think Chris Paul is going to help him just kind of get back into just being able to hoop and play and stuff like that. But on every team, you have to have a voice. On every team, you have to have somebody that when they say something, people listen. You know, James, like, wait, look, if James tells you, Chuck, you got to play better, do you listen to him? Like, you got to be kidding me. I lived through it. Believe me, everybody in the locker room did this.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects in hour number one. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. And, of course, I've been promising you guys that we were going to get my man Kevin McHale on after all of this back and forth with James Harden. And now that he's come off the golf course and taken just enough time out of his busy schedule as he gets ready for basketball, which starts tomorrow night, he is free to join us. And we're looking forward to this. So without further ado, Kevin, thank you for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
No problem, fellas. Good to be with you.
So right off the bat, you and I mean, I was the one that kind of alerted you on this whole thing when it went down that, you know, I don't think the show had even aired yet. And you know, you and I were talking about this, you know, James, reporters are looking for a story. So when they come to it, we don't know how they presented it to James, obviously, before he came back with the comments that he made. But I guess first and foremost, I mean, the floor is yours, but just to kind of recap, you know, kind of what you said and what you meant in on the show for NBA TV.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Chris Paul helping the Rockets, and I said I think he will really help the Rockets. I think, you know, I said this since the first day I saw James play in practice when we made the trade. That kid is unbelievably talented. I mean, his offensive game, his ability to see passes. In OKC, I knew he was a good player. I didn't realize he could pass the way he could. He's got phenomenal vision. You know, James back then came off picks well. You know, you read screens. You know, off the ball, did this was good with the ball in the pick and roll. And so, you know, I was just telling those guys that before we were on air. I said James can flat out really play. The tough thing is, and I said this on air, is when you give the defensive effort that James does sometimes, it's just hard to have. I mean, I look at, I didn't think that was a, I didn't realize that that was a startling revelation, that, you know, at times James's defensive effort isn't where it needs to be. And in defense of James, when I, and I said this last, I don't know, it was Thursday or Friday night when I was at TNT, he does do a lot of different things. And the leadership I was talking about, I'll talk about in a minute. But I will say, James gets people together in the summer. James, you know, organizes stuff on the road. Let's go bowling. Let's do this. Let's go eat. So James is doing all that kind of stuff from a leadership standpoint. So when he says, I'm trying to be a leader, I understand that. You know, I guess my... what I was thinking of, and I should have explained it probably a little bit better, is it's hard to have credibility when your defensive effort isn't up to par. That's just bottom line one with me. And I, you know, and again, I lived it inside. And two is when James starts struggling, he gets very passive. He gets almost introverted. He gets this, where he's not doing stuff. And, Chris Paul at that point is, you come into the huddle. And I use this example the other night. You come in the huddle, it's a big, big game, it's a playoff game, it's a tie game at half, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, you're all of a sudden down nine. But they're getting every loose ball, they're getting every offensive rebound. They're just they're just out hustling you, they're out playing you, they're just more physical than you are. At that point, it has nothing to do with skill. It's just about will. You have to have a guy that's going to, James at that time gets just more quiet. Chris Paul would jump up and let's say, hey, you know what, man, we're stopping this right now. This next 4 minutes, I don't care what the score is. We're getting every loose ball. We're knocking. And then you go out there and you hit first. You know, you're the first, you hit the guy. You hit first. I always say you hit first and you hit last. You hit him going into the pile and you give him a push on the way out. You're just trying to change the game. And Chris Paul does that. And that, you know, that's really what I was saying in general, that Chris will help the whole thing. And, you know, that is not a criticism. That's a critique of James after being around him. I mean, everybody seemed to think I have this personal vendetta against James. I don't. I was just saying what I saw and how I think Chris Paul will help. And that's really it. And, you know, and for that, I'm Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, Coach, have you thought about or have you attempted to reach out to James? Or is it one of those things where you just, I mean, you know what you meant, you know what you said, and you're just going to let it go?
Yeah, I haven't talked to James since. The last time I talked to James was the day before I got fired. So I haven't talked to James since I was let go.
Well, you know, he said he had nothing to do with that. And anyway, once the comments were made and you heard that part of it, and obviously it became a firestorm, you and I have both seen this. I mean, and I first question is, have you ever played with a guy like James? Unbelievably talented, as you mentioned. But it takes both sides of the ball. And we all know, and we've watched and highlighted, especially the guys on this show and everybody that I know, it's almost accepted he does not play defense on a regular basis. Can you be called a superstar when you don't play both ends of the floor?
Well, it's hard to have a real strong voice because I think everybody respects. There's not a person in that locker room that doesn't respect James's talent. I mean, you watch that kid play, and you're with him, and you go like, man, this guy on the offensive side of the ball is phenomenal. But I just think, you know, hey, look, Larry wasn't a great individual defender, and I played with one of the top players ever to play. But his effort and his team defense and his rebounding and his everything else that he did on that defensive end, when he knew he wasn't a great defender, so he would guard the other team's, you know, guy that where he could, but he was a great team defender. He would roam, he'd get steals. He was there when he said, hey, drive him left, spin him back right, I'll be there. Man, he was there. He was one of those guys that was just so dependable. But he wasn't a great individual defender, but he was a great team defender. You can do a lot of things to help your team win, and part of it has to be on the defensive end. And so, you know what? I just think that in my observation, this is not criticism, this is my observation. It's hard, and I saw it be hard, to have a real voice when things were really bad of, man, we got to get a stop. We got to play better defense. And that's hard to do when you're not out there, you know, busting your hump on every single defensive possession.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much to ask guys like that to lead by example. What does this make you a little gun shy though, Coach? Does it make you feel like, well, you know, you can't give your opinions and observations, which is what your job is, because everyone out there is getting hurt feelings? Does it make you kind of gun shy to do that going forward?
No, if it made me gun shy, I wouldn't be talking to you clowns.
Well, that's true.
Right now, hey, whoa, it takes one to know one. If you're calling out people for being clowns, at least you got your Halloween costume. Don't be, hey, we're all in this together.
I love it. That is the best answer.
No, I don't care. I mean, that's just my, honestly, it is a critique, not a criticism. And a lot of people might not know that the critique is, this is what I saw. This is, you know, this is my observation. I can tell you right now, you can say I don't agree. That's fine. I don't mind that. I mean, look, I have big questions as to how, like, people are saying OKC. I got to see OKC play. That's my observation. I want to see OKC play together, see how good they're going to be. I don't know if I'm bought in and everybody else is bought in. So that's just my observation. I'm not telling you that I'm right all the time. This is just my observation. So, no, I don't. That doesn't bother me in the least bit. I mean, least bit. I think that, in this business, you're out there. James is putting it out there, plays every single night. And as I said, was I the only guy that thought he had a really bad game against San Antonio in game six?
No.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, we're saying, boy, that was a bad game.
And Coach, did you hear the backlash?
I don't care.
Did you hear the backlash of all of the players that you coached along with James Harden coming to his defense and shooting down everything that you said? Yeah, I didn't either. So, therefore, you and I know a little bit more than the average fan, but the fact of the matter was, on those teams, Trevor Ariza, Jason Terry, they were the leaders in the locker room.
I was saying that, you know, I don't know if it made the air, because a lot of times you do a lot of stuff, you know, with studio that doesn't make the air. But I was saying, you know, you put Chris Paul there, and you put Trevor Ariza, who is a man. Trevor Ariza is a fighter. I mean, he'll go out there, and he's not afraid to get dirty and play. I've seen Nene get up with people, you know, get in people's faces and, you know, be physical and do that stuff. You get enough guys. They've got enough guys on that team, I think, that you can really, you know, turn up that defense and turn up that level of what you've got to do if you want to beat the Spurs and you want to beat, you know, OKC if they end up being what everybody says they're going to be. If you're going to beat Golden State, you have to have that whole next level of defensive intensity. Because I was kind of thinking of all the guys. It wasn't that long ago. I was in Houston coaching. There's only a couple guys in that team that's left. I think I coach Clint, I coach Trev, and James. I think, is that it?
I think that's it.
I think you're right.
Because Pat Bev is gone. All those guys are gone. Yeah. Well, with that being said, Coach,
Trevor will fit in and, you know, and fight and do that stuff. And like, yeah, you're right. Those guys, when the voice came to, hey man, we got to change this game up. We got to plant our flag right here, man. And if we got to fight these cats, we got to fight these cats. That was Trev. That was Trev. He was fired up. He was right. Pat Bev. Those guys are, you know, ready to go out there and make and change the game up and turn it from a skill game, which was not working, to just a will game where we just got to impose our will on them.
And I think
Chris Paul will do that. So at the end of the day, the Houston Rockets should be a better team with Chris Paul on the team, which means I see them, you know, getting to the conference finals. You know, can they beat Golden State? No, I don't think anybody can beat Golden State right now. But I think it gives them a better chance.
Well, I was going to say this. One, people don't get the value Jason Terry had, because whether he played or not, in the locker room and on the bench, that guy had a voice, and he had a voice from experience. But as you see all these changes, you know there's only a couple guys left from when you coach them. They add a P.J. Tucker. They add a Chris Paul, and they add a Luka Mbamute. Does that alone make them a better defensive team?
Yeah, no question. Tucker is – you know, 90% will and 10% skill. He's a tough guy, man. He goes out there and says, I'm going to impose my will on you. Bob Mute, I like him. He's going to defend. Yeah, you know, I saw a couple of exhibition games with the Rockets. And he's making some threes. He's sure stepping into them like he thinks he can make them. So, and I think that's the, you know, I think Mike D'Antoni frees everybody up to shoot the ball with a lot of confidence. So, yeah, I think those guys, you know, they just got to be okay on the offensive end. P.J. Tucker can make that corner three. But, yeah, those guys give you – I mean, like I said, you throw those guys in there with Trevor, and Trevor will guard Foreman for you if you have to. And you throw in Chris Paul and James, and you got a lot of guys that will go out there and kind of get after you and fight you. So, that's that helps this team. That was my point. I guess my overall general point overall was that Chris Paul, I think, will help this team.
Without question. Now, with Halloween just around the corner, I think if you get yourself a Trump wig and then your choice of Bozo or whatever the clown makeup you want to go with, you can be a leader clown for Halloween, and you can win any contest that you enter.
Oh boy, I don't think I can go with that. Outfit's not going to work. I'm sorry. I just I'm not doing that.
Well, just don't pull that shamrock sweater out of the closet too soon that I've seen, because that's a bit much. But we look forward to you being back on the air. We always appreciate you being here with us, and thanks for sharing a little insight on this whole back and forth. But have a great season, and we look forward to catching up with you whenever you get a chance.
And by the way, just one quick thing on the NBA season. Boy, a lot of changes, a lot of exciting. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really a fun season, and looking forward to watching the Rockets, looking forward to watching OKC, looking forward to watching the Celtics with new faces and kind of new identities. So everybody, enjoy. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Coach. All right, Kevin McHale right there, kind of giving you the real insight between the back and forth with him and James Harden. And, of course, we'll have him on a weekly basis talking about all those teams he was talking about, because the NBA G League, otherwise known as the Eastern Conference, also is playing games this year as well as the Western Conference as we get ready.
Oh, are they?
The NBA starts tomorrow night.
I know you're, like, got a full-on chub about it.
No, I'm only going to watch it because I can't watch the Packers anymore. So, yes, I mean, I told you, the Badgers are only going to be there for so long and they're gone. So.
Ah, don't sleep on your Badgers now.
They're still terrible. I watched them.
We got to look at the poll. Maybe they're they cracked the top five.
Yeah, maybe
I haven't even looked yet.
They did.
We'll discuss.
Yeah, okay. Discuss that and a whole lot more. We've got the new top 20 out for college football, top 25. We can talk about that. Still got to talk about Texans, Astros, and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the big show in hour number one, all the way to 4 p.m. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
I need tires, Joel.
I know a guy.
I need a good deal, Joel.
I know a guy.
I just want a free Yeti tumbler.
That was random, but I think I got you covered. Take my word for it. I've been friends with Mike and Tammy Gust at American Wheel and Tire for over 15 years. They've been in business for 32 years. They're going to exceed your expectations. And right now, if you get four new tires with mounting and balancing, you get a free Yeti tumbler. American Wheel and Tire, located just outside the Loop on 290. The newly finished 34th Street exit is smooth and just a 10-minute drive from the Galleria. Visit AmericanWheelandTire.com.
Football season has arrived, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site, so you never miss a single play. At MyBookie.ag, you can pick the side, total, or even hit it big with player props. It doesn't matter if you've been a player for years or you just like a team's colors, because they match your favorite shoes. MyBookie.ag caters to all players. Start winning big today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS, or go online to MyBookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You're on the air with Berryman. Our family of products helps your family of cars. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Berryman, what do you got?
B12 Chemtool Fuel Additive cleans a car's engine from the fuel tank to the combustion chamber, improves performance, increases gas mileage.
What else you got?
B33 Engine Degreaser destroys road grime, grease, dirt, and oil. A cleaner engine is a better running engine.
What else you got?
B12 Total Fuel System Cleaner, made with the strongest solvent detergent on the market to help your car reach its full fuel potential. What else you got? Exactly. Berryman, the good stuff since 1980.
Jim, you seem a little sluggish in the office. What's been going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I just can't seem to stay focused.
Have you heard of Mental Bright?
Mental Bright, what is that?
Mental Bright's unique formula helps with improving memory, gives you a sharper focus, and a better concentration. Go to mentalbright.com and try our product absolutely risk-free. We're so confident in our formula that if you don't like it, we'll send you a check for 10% more than you paid. That's a 110% guarantee. Go to mentalbright.com today.
Dave & Buster's, we give football fans what they want. $5 apps every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday game day. Massive TVs and action-packed games. It's what the fans want. And that's why every Sunday, Monday, and Thursday game days, you can get $5 apps like Mott Sticks, Spinach Dip, and Nachos. What do football fans want? Beer! Ice-cold beer! This year, football season is at Dave & Buster's. Watch the games and play the games only at Dave & Buster's. See store for details.
Napa Know-How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Whether you're looking for hardwood or woodlook waterproof flooring, Lumber Liquidators is ready to help with the floors and services you need at a price you deserve. Choose from more than 400 varieties of pre-finished hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and the best selection of woodlook waterproof flooring from just 59 cents. Plus, get special financing and professional installation. Or if you're a pro, we have a team ready to help. Get to your local Lumber Liquidators for the expert service and floors you need today.
Watson fakes the give, throws deep, downfield. He's got Fuller, rock and roll, touchdown. Will Fuller does it again. Has got some time, throws right side, and it's picked off. Jonathan Joseph, up the left side of the field, the 50, the 40. J.J., the 30, the 20, 10, 5, pick, 6, Jonathan Joseph.
I expect.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, little shout out to the Texans Radio Network. Always good to hear the Texans on the winning side of a bigger score. Deshaun Watson again with three touchdown passes. I knew that the Will Fuller killers were going to come out in force, even though he caught the big ball. He did do what he does. You know what I thought was even more strange than any of that? Was Dan Patrick doing highlights on NBC last night leading into the NBC game. Literally, and I don't know if anybody caught this, but he's like, and even when Deshaun Watson threw to Will Fuller, who doesn't catch anything.
Did he really?
Yeah, he made some like kind of just under the real passing kind of under the table shot at him. And I'm like, wow, now we got guys, national guys in studio taking shots at Will Fuller.
I get it. I mean, I do. I get it. Last year, you know, the game against the Patriots, he drops the big touchdown pass from Brock in the end zone. It's a big moment in that game. And he's had some untimely drops. Even yesterday, he dropped the ball that he should have caught. It hit him right in the hands. But this year, he's also made some really big catches for this rookie quarterback. You know, and that was one of the questions you had was Deshaun Watson and his deep ball accuracy, and could he make that pass? Could he find Will Fuller? And so he is, and Will Fuller is actually cashing in on some of those opportunities. Another touchdown yesterday. He led the team in receiving yards with 62 with just two catches. He's doing his job. He averaged 31 yards a catch. Will Fuller's job on this team is not to be a possession receiver with the hands, you know what I mean?
Roberto Duran, hands of stone, right?
No, it's not to have one of the hands of one of the greats. His job is to take the lid off the defense, and he does that.
And look, Rome wasn't built in a day.
I'm not saying he's great, but he does his job.
It's a process, right? So last year, the hands weren't great. This year, they already seem to be much better. People are going to remember that one catch yesterday, but they're going to forget about the fact that since he and Deshaun Watson got on the same page, since he got back on the field after being hurt, he's had some big plays. He's had some big touchdowns. He's played very well overall. And yeah, it's unfair. We understand that the media is going to be critical and everybody's going to, and fans are going to point fingers. But for the most part, it's a hell of a big improvement from last year to this year.
Well, yeah, he's got five touchdowns.
Yep.
In 2016, in 14 games played, he had two. He averaged 13 yards per catch. He's averaging almost 20. He's doing his job. Now, obviously, some of that has to do with the fact that he's got a competent quarterback throwing him the ball. But in the three games he's played, he's caught a touchdown pass in all three. He's got two and one. I'm not going to knock what this kid has done so far at the position. Could his hands be better? Absolutely. But we all know that. You know what I mean? You know what you're getting when you got Will Fuller. The question was always, you know, it was his hands. So he's doing his job. He's doing what you brought him in here to do. He's stretching the field. He's catching the deep balls, and he's putting up numbers. I'm happy for the dude. I'm happy with the way he's played. I think the whole offense looks just amazing to me. I'm stunned that this Texans offense is doing what it's doing. I can't believe when I sit down to watch a game, I can't believe that this is the Texans that I'm seeing. Putting up 30 points a game, it's just amazing to me.
Well, these are pages that we've all been searching for in the playbook that suddenly are on full display every single week. And everybody's going to say, and I heard it last night from a lot of people, that said, well, it was the Browns. But guess what? You did those same kind of things against the Patriots, against the Chiefs and Spurs. But you know what? The bigger thing was you weren't afraid to call those plays and go back to them again and do the things that this offense needs in order to be successful long term, which is to give them options, to spread it out and make defenses worry. Is he going to run? Is he going to pass? Is he going to flip it to someone in motion? You know, does he have the weapons? Yes, he does. But the question that I had for you, because you and I were very focused on this, what were your thoughts overall defensively? Because it was the first week this unit was on the field without two big losses like Watt and Merciless.
Defensively, I think they played really well. I was surprised that, I mean, it's the Browns. It's you know, it's Hogan. So it's whether it was Kaiser or Hogan, you kind of knew that it wasn't going to be the biggest test they're going to face all year like they did last week. But they played well. They gave up 10 points. I know the score says 17, but seven of those points were directly related to Deshaun Watson. The defense gave up 10 points. And I thought overall, I mean, you look at Jonathan Joseph with the one interception was a gift. The pick six, that was just a gift. That's just a bad quarterback making a bad throw. But the other one wasn't. I mean, he went out and got that ball, and you had Cole with the interception as well. He went after it. The defense played better than expected. I think Clowney still needs to show that he's going to step up and be the guy. And if you couldn't do it against the Browns, it makes me wonder, is he going to be able to do it against the rest of the league? Because the Browns aren't great. They do have a decent defensive, offensive line. But still, I want to see more from Clowney. But you can't knock the way that this team played defensively, considering the losses.
And here's the thing. The bye week's coming at the right time. You know what? A lot of teams get the bye week too early or too late. The bye week right now comes at a time when they can get some of these new guys acclimated to the defense. They can continue to work on things that work well and kind of polish them up on the offense. But I look for this team to come out of the gates after the bye week even stronger because of the fact that now they can work on the craft a little bit, get some extra practice time, get those reps that they need while Watson continues to settle in. Because let's be honest, he's not there yet. He's still going to make mistakes. But look, from what we've seen, this kid's the real deal, and the offense is night and day.
He's put up two rookie records that he set. Sets the rookie touchdown mark for first six games. And first rookie in NFL history with at least three touchdown passes in three straight games. You can't knock that. And this team, I mean, let's face it, the rest of the year, this is going to be a team that's going to have to outscore their opponents. They're not going to.
Right.
I mean, they're tied for 24th in points per game defensively, but they're tied for second in points per game offensively, which blows my mind that the tables have completely turned on what this team is, but it's working for them.
Rookie of the year or still chasing Hunt in Kansas City?
I think he's still chasing Hunt, but
too.
I think he's certainly top five now for sure.
I totally agree. Yeah, whatever that one poll you had where he was in the 20s.
Yeah, in the bottom. Yeah, the very last of the must mentions or something.
It's got to be a two-horse race right now.
I think so.
All right, we've got one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of The Big Show. If you missed it, Kevin McHale joined us in the first hour. You can catch that on the podcast or head to the website, ESPN975.com. But we've got 2 hours still to go and plenty more of The Big Show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects back with more ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.